Yeah, there were a bunch of papers I see at ASH combining venetoclax with all kinds of things. Any combination in particular that has your interest?
Yeah, I think there was a poster presented by my colleague Sasha Pearl from Penn that looked at just azacitidine and gilteritinib for advanced FLT3 mutant patients. I mean, think about it. That is an all-oral combination. Gilteritinib has been recently approved based on the so-called ADMIRAL study, which compared gilteritinib to chemotherapy in relapsed mutant FLT3 AML. Think of that. A pill is better than chemotherapy in mutant relapse FLT3 AML, but it's not good enough. I mean, if you look at the survival curve that was just published in the New England Journal of Medicine regarding that trial, I mean, it's still a miserable disease, although it's better to get the pill than chemotherapy. Of course, is the pill good enough? No, we want to do better. And one obvious thing to combine it with is, well, azacitidine, but also venetoclax, or maybe all three. It might be very mild suppressive, but Sasha did the trial with gilteritinib and azacitidine. That was right next to a poster that I had combining 3 and 7 with venetoclax. So I was able to look at that, and the results were quite good. I mean, early days, of course. So yeah, venetoclax is being combined with a lot of things, as are the other targeted agents. But I think the real issue, the very key issue, is whether that phase 3 trial that we've all been talking about for a while, comparing azacitidine to azacitidine plus venetoclax, will really show a survival advantage. We'll know next year. And once that trial is positive, again, assuming it is, then the new backbone for our unfit older adults will be azaven, presumptively. And then it'll be very interesting to combine that doublet with other things like your IDH1 inhibitors in the right setting, your FLT3 inhibitors in the right setting, or for that matter, CD47 or APR246, to really see if we can really make a dent without having to resort to 3 and 7 or even CPX351 type chemotherapy in these patients.
You mentioned your work looking at 7+3 plus venetoclax. What has that shown and what have other studies shown?
It's very early days in that study. We're planning to try to derive a safe dose of venetoclax that can be combined with 3 and 7 so we can test whether that's better than 3 and 7 alone or some other things. I think the one that's most farthest along is the work from MD Anderson combining FLAG-IDA with venetoclax in relapse refractory and in some cases upfront AML. And so far, it seems like they've been successful. There's a high rate of CRs and a high rate of MRD negative CRs. So it's encouraging. But I think it's going to be more myelosuppressive than the chemotherapy alone, so it has to be done carefully.